Echo 3, Tango Charlie Sierra. BE 3, TCS, Tim and Windsor.
November 5, United X-Ray Tango. That's November 5, United X-Ray Tango in New Orleans with a comment on the lightning protection.
Hi, Angel. I don't know if that was you before on D-Star, but it was the UXT, but I'm not sure it was you. And Tim, in Windsor, hang out 1 second. Angel's got a comment. Angel, go ahead.
Okay, good evening, Dick, to you and everybody on the net. We've had a ham over here in the New Orleans, greater New Orleans area, who's developed a program and a piece of hardware that runs off a Raspberry Pi that will support 4 antenna connections, and it uses the weather radar to determine if there is lightning within the area, and it will separate the antennas from the rigs. It has a little motor in there. His call sign is Kilo 5 Oscar Zulu, Kilo 5 Oscar Zulu, and you can have 4 separate antennas, and this little Raspberry Pi connects to some sort of weather station, and I've seen it work, and if it detects lightning within a 10-mile radius, which you can actually set that radius, it will automatically disengage the antennas totally far enough to where that current won't cross over. And I thought that was a very interesting device. I have to admit, it is a little pricey, and I'm not going to talk about prices here. But if you're very interested, the call sign would be Kilo 5 Oscar Zulu. And he has sold many of these units. He's tested them, he's beta tested them, and several of the club members. I'm not part of that club, but have used them, and they work extremely well. So, especially when you're not around, and, you know, the only thing about those gas-fed polyphasers, when they blow out, you have to get the new... Sorry about that. I think I timed it out. My mistake. But the only thing is about those polyphasers, if they do get hit, you do have to get the new tubes. With this, it automatically disengages the antennas. So that's all I have, Dick. I thought it was kind of interesting that topic was brought up, and that was the first thing that came to mind. Back to control. This is N5UXT, Angelo in New Orleans, 73, and I'm not a member of any club. Over.
Well, it was an interesting story, Angelo. Thank you for sharing it with us. I was not aware of it. K5OZ. We'll have to see what he's got to offer someday. Just not that I would really be interested, but... You never know. And the connection there from New Orleans 24/7. We do appreciate it. Station. Oh, hang on, I've got to go to Tim. I'm sorry, Tim in Windsor, VE3TCS. Your question, Tim.
Hi, good evening from East Windsor. It's still steamy here. That last gentleman's comment was worth the time to listen to. Anyhow, what I've been considering lately. Perhaps getting the eaves trough antenna system. I have continuous eaves trough around my house, and I'm wondering if anybody's ever dealt with it, and will I have to cut the eaves trough and to electrically separate it into two halves? Thanks for taking my call here, Dick. Back to net.
I see Charles come up. I'll turn it over to Charles Tim in a minute, but I'll tell you, quite a number of years ago on the TechNet here, we had a gentleman come up and ask that same question. And We simply told him to connect the center of his car to his downspout and put a ground rod in the ground. He came back several years later and said, you know what, Dick? I'm still using that, and it works fine. I did absolutely nothing. Of course, he's using a matchbox. But, Charles, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's effectively what I was going to say there. I really don't think, Tim, that you need to go out and buy some special fancy system, because all you really need to do is get a ground connection, drive a ground rod out there and run some nice strapping up to the feed point, connect the shield of your coax to that, and then connect the center conductor firmly bonded to your guttering system. Make sure that you go down the guttering. You know, if you, unless you have seamless guttering, make sure that at every seam they are bonded together very, very well. And then run that through a tuner and load into it. You don't need to buy anything from some company. They're selling you something that you can do for the price of a few sheet metal screws and a ground rod. So it will work well for you. And my goodness, I would guess that there's probably 10,000 hams throughout the world at least that are using that same system, and it works well. So back over to you, Dick, KC6UFM.
Thanks, Charles. I just Google it, and a lot of hits come up. So it is done. Anyway, Tim, why don't you go try it? Come back in a couple of weeks. Let us know how it works out.
Yeah, well, that sounds much more affordable than $250 for some kind of setup. I mean, I can go and buy a ground rod and drive it myself for probably $20, you know. And I got extra wire laying all over the place here to hook up and screws and all that. Yeah, maybe it'll be an after Labor Day project. We're going camping next week for a while, so that'll be after Labor Day. Thanks a lot, Dick, for taking my check, and maybe talk to you in the morning. DE3TCS back tonight.
I will be up first tomorrow, and what about our radio club, Tim? You want to answer our question, please?
Sure. I belong to Radio Amateurs of Canada. It's our national association, and two clubs, one here in Windsor, Border City Radio Club, and the other in Leamington, Spark, Sun Parlor Amateur Radio Club, and we were, last year for field day, we were number one 3-alpha station. And we hope have taken it again this year. Back to that.
Thank you, Tim. And thank you, Charles. Moving along, who else do we have with an amateur radio-related question here tonight? This is Dick, WB2JPQ.
I've got a simple, quick one, I think, Dick, this AC4BR.
Go ahead, Brian.
Well, the curiosity had hit me. Some of y'all have been around longer may already know this, hopefully, but I was just curious. Saw the thing again the other day about how N connectors were better than the PL239 connectors when you get up, like, in the UHF and higher region. And I'm just curious, I'm guessing it's probably just with an industry standard and it was too expensive to change everything, but it seems like all the dual band radios and the UHF radios use the PL239 connector, so I was just curious if the N connector was better. Is it just too expensive to change, or if there was another reason behind it?
KC6UFM.
Go ahead, Charles. I was going to say, because the average ham has trouble with the type N connector. Go ahead, Charles.
Well, that is true, Dick. But, in any event, Brian, you know, the UHF connectors, the PL259-SO239 combination, when those were initially developed way back in the 1930s, the definition of UHF was different. UHF back then started at 30 megahertz. You know, today, all those definitions have changed. And in practice, the UHF-type connectors will, they'll be okay at 2 meters, but at 440, they start getting pretty flaky. You know, they have a lot of loss, they have a lot of leakage, everything else. And you're absolutely right. At 70 centimeters, you need to be going with an N-type connector. But with that said, most people, they look at their radio. You know, they've got a dual-band radio here or even a mono-band UHF, and they look at that radio, and there it's got a, you know, an SO239 hanging out the back of it. Well, you know, ICOM and Yaesu and Kenwood, they've been building radios for a long time, so they must know what will work and what won't. No, what they know is by putting an N connector in there, their cost just went up. So you know, it's purely a matter of cost for them. And just because Kenwood or ICOM or Yaesu or whomever puts a UHF-type connector on a dual-band radio, that doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. In fact, if you you go on YouTube, you will find dozens and dozens of videos where people show you how to open up the radio, take that UHF connector out, and replace it with an N connector. But that all said, below 2 meters, don't worry about it. It's going to work just fine. And the irritation of getting with an N-type connector is just not going to be worth the gain that you're going to get from it. Because the loss at those frequencies, the loss is about the same. And, you know, just maybe a few hundredths of a decibel different, and just not enough to worry about. But UHF and above, definitely, definitely need to have N connectors. Back over to you, Dick, KC6UFN.
N5UXP with a comment.
Go ahead, Angelo.
Just a quick comment. One of the things that were overlooked, the UHF connector, if I'm 100% correct, is also waterproof, versus the UHF or PL259 is not. That's what makes the those connectors better to use, because they are waterproof, so to speak. That's all I have, Dick. N5UST.
All right. Thank you, Angelo. And Brian, I hope that answers your question and answer our question, would you please? You belong to a radio club.
Yeah, it does. Thank you, Charles. I've been emailing you a little bit, but I thought, well, I'll just ask you on the TechNet. Try not to hassle him so much, but... anyway, yeah, appreciate it. I'm actually a member of two clubs. I really only participate in the one, but just to, you know, help out the ham radio community, I do actually have a second one. So, and the gentleman there, which I've done this before too, called it a PL259 connector. It reminds me, I saw a thing today, I'll say right quick. It says, if life hands you melons, you might be dyslexic. Y'all have a good evening. AC4BR.
Quarter past the second hour here. We'll take one more question, one more amateur radio-related question.
Tranquil 3, Sierra, Sierra Romeo.
Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot, Lima, Zulu.
Well, it looks like VE3SSR was first in there. We'll take your question, VE3SSR.
Yeah, this is Rick Echo 3 Sierra Sierra Romeo. My name is Eugene, located in Thornhill. Well, the question is, I know like most of the producers of UHF, UHF radios, we got 2 meters and 70 centimeters. The question is, why 220 megahertz is so unpopular, so it's not that many radios that we can find having this band. So that's the question, over.
Well, you know, I've asked myself that same question, Eugene, 1,000 times over. Be a good question to put out to the group. Why is 220 so unpopular, at least in most parts of the country? I think out of California is a little bit more, but it just never took off. I built a 220 repeater here in Western New York 20-some years ago, and I think we had 3 users. I ended up taking it off the air, and there are several others here in Western New York that might have 1 user per month on, and just, I don't know. Let's put it out to the group. Quickly, why do you think 220 is so not popular?
Yeah, 80AY, November 8th, Oscar Alpha Yankee, to comment.
I think that was Dave from Huntsville, N80AY. Good evening, Dave. And
the reason I think one and a quarter meters is so unpopular is just simply a matter of equipment availability. It's very difficult to find a radio that does 2 meters, 220 and 440. I've got a couple HTs that do that, and bought them just because they do that. But I'm the only one in the area, apparently, that has a 220 radio, because I hear nothing but crickets on that repeater. So I'm assuming that it's just equipment availability. And yes, I'm a member of a radio club, Huntsville Amateur Radio Club. N80AY, back to that.
Well, there's one suggestion, of course, supply and demand. If there was a demand, they probably would supply it. Who would like to comment quickly on 220?
N1NEW, I'd like to make a comment on that last individual.
K4FXC.
Well, Mike and David, we'll let you make comments, and then we'll move on to the second part of the net tonight. Mike, you were first, N1NEW. Pembroke Pines, good evening. And Mike, don't forget to answer our question as well.
Okay. Well, I think you kind of hit on it. How much do people want it? But I don't know how to put this, actually. If the radio equipment isn't unavailable because people don't like it, if people had adapted it, the radio equipment would be manufactured for it. You know, it is that supply and demand, which is what was said earlier. So it's just, I mean, who knows why? But the radio equipment is not there. However, had it been popular, the equipment would have been manufactured and would be there.
All right, Mike, thank you. Before you go, Mike, do you belong to a radio club?
Yeah, I do, actually, and I'm very happy with them. It's a good bunch of folks.
All right, well, thanks for your comment. Mike David, K4FXC.
Yeah, K4FXC. I think it'd be, again, just the lack of originally having commercial equipment available. Now there is quite a bit of commercial equipment becoming available for the 220 band, so, and its popularity is picking up in some areas, as we go as well. Of course, with that, getting the repeater gear is getting more challenging, I guess it goes up and down. There's been some gear that's been available, but, they're certainly gotten some 220 repeaters down here. Got a couple of them that I'm working on right now. Both of which are off the air right at the moment, but will be back on the air. But another factor is there had not been global acceptance of the 220 ban. That's changed more recently, I think, where we've got most acceptance in Region 1 and Region 2 to a large degree, but global acceptance had not been there. And I think originally there had been some military use of the band as well. So it's... you know, it's one of those things where it was a latecomer to ham radio, and I think that probably explains it as much as anything, that the earlier VHF and UHF bands have been there for quite a long time, and there was enough availability, and 220 was a latecomer. But now with the shortage of frequency pairs for 2 meters and 440 and other bands, I'd say the 220 popularity is starting to pick up. You know, the main issue still is finding equivalent high-quality gear, but it's definitely starting to pick up compared to what it once was, and from my perspective at least, K4FXC.
Thanks, David, and thanks, Abe. And Eugene, hope that answered your question. I guess there is no answer to the question, but how about answering our question? Do you belong to a radio club?
Yeah, this is Lake Echo 3 UCRS here on there, Eugene. Well, I belong to Contest Club of Hunting. Well, I believe there's global acceptance. That is, I think, that's the main limitation factor. In some of the countries, this band is not really allocated for amateur radio users. Well, but still, I have my radio, you know, like I was, you know, I got a Lingo radio, so we got many radios made in on the West. And it's quite a nice band, actually, so I really like it. And somewhere in between 2 meters and 70 centimeters. And but still here in southern of Ontario, it's not much popular, but we have some repeaters, and whenever it's possible, and I like to use this band. It's quite nice. And it's definitely, well, it's good. It's somewhere between 2 and 70, and it has some certain advantage. Yeah, back to that, this is Lee Trigger 3, Sierra Romeo.
Well, thank you. And yes, it's a great, 220 is a great band. It really is. And it is too bad that it never really caught. All right, well, that's going to do it for the question and answer, the first part of the show here tonight. We had some real nice questions tonight. Looks like we got quite a number of connections here as well. That'll do it for me. I'm going to send it over to Roger, KO4QMM, and he's going to start with stations with a 5 in their call sign. I don't know how far he's going to go, but that's up to him. So I'll see everybody tomorrow morning on the Open to the Brew. This is Deck WB2JPQ.
Well, thanks, Dick, and good evening, everybody. That was fun listening to all the questions there. I enjoyed that, and thanks to Scott logging tonight. Vicky's getting a little vacation away from her laptop, so nothing wrong with that. And this gives everybody an excuse to use your radio, answer our question of the night. You belong to a radio club, pretty simple question. And I'll be your net controller for 5 through 9, unless I get bored and Scott wants me to keep on going. So we'll take it from there. Anybody with a 5 in your call sign wants to join us tonight, come with your call sign twice and slow. And there'll be no late and missed. No late and missed tonight. Some people have been taking advantage of Brother Scott and going a little bit too late. So let's not do that. Let's get in early tonight. So if you have a 5 in your call sign, come on.
Kilowatt 5, Hotel Lima Hotel, K5.
Well, I forgot to mention twice and slowly. A little bit more orderly, boy. Everybody came in at once there. We did get K5HLH, Harry Grant's New Mexico, and I do believe Matthew, KJ5IQU. So if you didn't hear that, come on back again.
KJ5IDD, KJ5IDD.
Kilo, Mike 5, Golf Hotel. Kilo, Mike 5, Golf Hotel.
Five.
Yeah. got via text line KI5PMI, Bill Hobbs, New Mexico. We got KM5GH, Mike, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Now, don't want to miss anybody, so because there's no late and missed. So if you didn't hear your five in those call signs, come one more time.
KJ5IDD, KJ5IDD.
Good gig, gay.
That last one right there, you're unreadable. Just could not read that. And sorry about that, KJ5IDD. We did have you in there, Tracy. So let's start with you, KJ5IDD, Tracy Hobbs, New Mexico. Do you belong to a radio club?
That would be a negative. That would be a negative.
All right, we got you in there for a negative. Thanks for getting in there, Tracy. Sorry about the roughness there. Let's move on to Harry, K5HLH, Grants, New Mexico. Good evening, Harry.
Good evening to everyone on the net. Mike and I belong to the same radio club. We're using Hamvoic and All-Star connections to connect our club repeaters to the East Coast TechNet this evening. I'd like to make a comment about the 220 band earlier. I think it's the National Observatory. There's a free zone, no cell phones, and you have to have a landline if you live in the area. And I think that's the one part in the whole part of the country. If you're a ham radio operator, you have to have a 220 mobile or HT or a repeater. They don't allow anything else near that place. I can't remember, but I think it's the National Observatory. Food for thought. Thanks for the net, K5HLH. Bye.
Well, thank you for the information, Harry, and thanks for joining us this evening. This is Roger in Central Florida, KO4QMM. I'll be your controller. And let's move on to Mike, Albuquerque, New Mexico, KM5GH. Good evening, Mike. And do you belong to a radio club?
Kilo, Mike 5, Golf Hotel. Good evening, everybody. Yes, I belong to two of them. As Harry said, I belong to a club with him. He is teaching me the ropes for Cibola County, which I used to live in and be super active. Now I'm about 70 miles to the east in Albuquerque and still like to help out a little bit. And I'm active with our local Aries club here in Albuquerque, Bernalillo to be specific. So thanks a lot for running the net, and thank you for having us. Kilo, Mike 5, Golf Hotel.
Oh, that's the Mike you're talking about, both of you in New Mexico. All right, I thought it was Mike in Pembroke Pines, Florida there from just looking at the log. Thanks for joining us, Mike. You have a great evening. And let's move on to Bill Hobbs, New Mexico via text line, KI5PMI. Good evening, Bill.
Good evening, Roger, everybody on the net. No, I do not belong to a radio club. Hope everybody has a great night. KI5PMI, back in it.
Thanks for joining us, Bill, this evening. And that's it for the fives. We're going to move on to the sixes. Remember, no late tonight, so get your call sign in early. Via text line, we got Charles KC6UFM, Cotay, California. Anybody else with a six that wants to join in to answer the question of the evening? Company call sign.
And that control, this is Kilo 6 Alpha November. Kilo 6 Alpha Alpha November, Mike in Valley Springs.
Kilo November 6 Golf Sierra Golf. Kilo November 6 Golf Sierra Golf, Barry in Moss Beach, California.
Kilo Bravo 2 Yankee Victor Oscar. This is Kilo Bravo 2 Yankee Victor Oscar. Sure. All right. We got KN6GSG, Barry, Moss Beach, California. K6AAN, Mike, Valley Springs, California. And let's start off with Charles Cate, California, KC6UFM. Good evening, Charles, and how's that weather out there?
Well, good evening, Roger, and everyone on the TechNet. I don't know what to say about Scott being the logger tonight. That just throws me for a complete loop. I'm not sure where I'm going from there, Roger, but thanks to all three of you, Dick and Roger and Scott, for running the net tonight and giving Vicki a little time off. But here in beautiful downtown Guelph, I thought I had to break out the long pants sweater here today, Roger. For the first time in the last 10 days, we did not get over 100 degrees. It only made it up to 97.8 today. So it was a little chilly here in beautiful downtown Guatai. But, wow, what a good net so far. I mean, a lot of new users and a lot of very, very good questions and discussion on those. And looks like we got people lining up here. And not doing the late miss, that's going to shave a lot of time off at the end there for our, either you or Scott, whoever ends up doing it. But otherwise, not too much else going on here as far as the question is concerned. I do belong to four clubs. Three of them are local. One of them is a remote membership. But to be totally honest, Roger, I am not active in any of them. So, I do belong to the clubs, pay my dues to where they can run their repeaters and their other programs and such, but I'm not too involved with them. So otherwise, not much else happening here, so just remind everybody about the open mic net tomorrow evening here on the ECR, and Thursday evening we're going to have the ECR Town Hall in the Zoom room. So if there's something that we should be doing here on the ECR that you'd like to see, stop by the town hall and let everybody know. And if you guys think you can stand up here and do Roger's job, check out the open mic night tomorrow evening. That's going to be a lot of fun as well. So everybody take care, stay safe. 73 KC6 UFM, back to net control.
Thank you, as always, Charles, for joining us. You're always a wealth of information. And, yeah, I was telling somebody from New York today that, we get used to the heat down here, 95 degrees. A cloud comes over, and we're like, woo, wow, it gets nice and cool. So it don't take much for us sometimes when you get used to it. Thanks again, Charles. Talk to you later. Let's move on to Mike, Valley Springs, California, K6AAN. Good evening, Mike.
Well, good evening, everybody on the net. We're coming in on amateur wire tonight for a change. Anyway, as far as the question goes, yes, belong to two radio clubs, one in Lodi and one for Calaveras County, which is the county I live in. Presently, an officer in the Lodi Club and have been for the last 7 years. So that's the one I spend the most time with. The other basically support the Calaveras Club because I live up there and they have a repeater up here and stuff that I use once in a while. So it's also a good group of people, just very occupied with my job with the Lodi Club right now. I had a lot of fun being a member of the club and get a chance to mentor a lot of new hams and that sort of thing. So it's a good time, a lot of stuff going on. Anyway, we'll pass it back to you. This is K6AAN.
Thanks, Mike. Sounds like you stay pretty busy there. Have a great evening. Thanks for joining us. This is KO4QMM, Roger in Central Florida. We'll move on to Barry, Moss Beach, California, KN6GSG. How about it, Barry? Do you belong to a radio club, and how's your evening?
Oh, good evening, Roger and the rest of the net. This is Barry in Moss Beach, KN6GSG. Evening's going fine. The high today in Moss Beach was 63. Usually it's about 60 to 61, and it'll be like that for the next 2 or 3 months. We have a marine layer, and I love it. I do not like the heat. Yes, I belong to two radio clubs, local. One is local, Half Moon Bay Amateur Radio Club, and the other one is the Marin Amateur Radio Club, the next county. Oh, pretty far away, but I can hit their repeater, so I joined their club. And that's it. A quick comment about the 220 is I have a bunch of radios that have 220, but they're all around a half a watt only. Now, I don't know if that's an equipment problem, that they can't mix the 220 with the 70 centimeter and 2 meter. But maybe down the road, they'll all be higher wattage. Anyway, thanks, Roger, for being here. Thanks for letting me check in. This is Barry Kane, 6GSG. Back to the net.
Well, Barry, I'm always one for a little bit more wattage. Have a good evening. You got my vote. And that's it for the sixes. Anybody with a seven in their call sign wants to join us this evening, answer the question. Come with your call sign twice, slowly and a little bit orderly.
KJ7WOH, Kilo Juliet 7, at the Oscar Hotel.
KJ7WOH, Marty, Troutsdale, Oregon. And there was one I heard, I wrote it down here, KBYVO, something like that. Oops, sorry, that was a two call. I was told that was a two call. You'll have to wait until we call the two. It'll be coming up in a little while. So let's go to Marty, KJ7WOH.
Evening, Roger. Yes, sir. I am a member of a club. Thanks a lot. Have a good evening. KJ7WOH.
Thank you, Marty, for joining us, and we got your answer. Let's move on to K7KSL. QSL, is that Kevin? Is there somebody with a K7 that we missed? I reckon not. Let's move on to the 8s. Anybody with an 8 in their call sign, come twice and slow for this evening's question of the evening.
Whiskey Delta 8, Papa India Charlie. Whiskey Delta 8, Papa India Charlie.
All right, from the bottom up, WD8PIC, Bob, Savannah, Ohio, W8CRW via text line, CR, Unionville, PA, KA8BYU, Roy, Blaisdell, New York. Any other 8s? All right, Roy in Blaisdell, New York, via text line, KA8BYU. Good evening, Roy, and do you belong to a radio club?
Good evening, everybody. At the present time, I have in the past, right now, presently, of anyone.
All right, Roy, we got you down for a no. Thanks for joining us this evening. Let's move on to CR, Unionville, PA, W8CRW. Good evening, CR.
Good evening, Roger, and all on the net. No, I do not belong to any club. Back the net.
All righty, we got another no. Thanks for joining us, CR. Have a great evening. And let's move on to Bob, Salvania, Ohio, WD8PIC. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, and
please pray. I've got a doctor appointment on Thursday. I have fluid in the legs. I've been managing it with diet, but it's getting pretty bad to where it's getting difficult even to manage it with an extremely low-salt diet and diuretics. So please pray about that for me, if they can figure it out. Yes, and I keep my feet up and do all the stuff I have to. Yes, I do belong to one club. You're doing a great job. It rained here, and there's more rain on the way overnight, so we're going to send that to the east, wherever it goes. And there is a slight cold front coming through, but then it's going to get hot again for the weekend. I know you don't want to hear that, neither do I, but I'm just stating facts. Back to net, WDBA-PIC, near Toledo, Sylvania, Ohio.
No worries, Bob. Always good to hear from you, and a lot of people heard you. I'm sure the hope the prayers are heard. You have a great evening. All right, that's it for the 8s. This is KO4QMM. We're moving on to the 9s. If you have a 9 in your call sign, come twice and slow.
Kilo Delta 9, Uniform Foxtrot, Quebec, KD9UFQ.
I'm just United Yankee 4 Delta Kilowatt 1, Namely Tomato, VK1JC Tomato, VK1JT here in Canberra.
Kilo 9, Sierra Hotel Tango. Kilo 9, Sierra Hotel Tango, Bruce.
All right, we got K9SHT, Bruce, Port St. Lucie, Florida. VK1, you're going to hang on till we get to the 1 there in a little bit. And we got 9Y4DX, Bertrand, Trinidad and Tobago. And KD9UFQ, Larry, Wisconsin. It's up to you, Larry. KD9UFQ, do you belong to a radio club?
Well, good evening to everybody on the net. Yes, I do belong to a radio club, and it's about 30 miles away in another town because we have no active club here in our own local region. And I've enjoyed the conversation tonight and some interesting topics dealing with lightning and so on. So, KD9UFQ, back to net.
Well, thanks for joining us, Larry. Glad you're here to enjoy it. And let's move on to Bertrand, Trinidad, Tobago. Good evening, Bertrand. 9Y4DX, are you back home from Virginia? Over.
MM Internet Control. This is 9Y4 Bertrand, and I am very located at this time in Quebec, Canada. I am here spending a few days before I head back down to the city. Well, for the everyone is doing well and keep cool because it was a bit warm here today. In Canada, we measure it in Celsius, almost 35 degrees in Quebec. Well, I'm unsure. With respect to the question, yes, I am a member of a local club in Trinidad and Tobago, Trinidad and Tobago Amateur Radio Society. So that's it from me. To you, Net Control, for QM. This is 9Y4.
Always a pleasure talking to you, my friend. Sounded like you're in Canada now, and you just keep going up there. You're getting into the cooler and cooler air probably in the morning. Hope you enjoy it, my friend. And that's it. Let's move on to Bruce, Port St. Lucie, Florida, K9SHT. Good evening, Bruce, and do you belong to a radio club?
Good
evening, everybody in the net, K9SHT, and for the gentleman asking for prayers, I gave you one. Hopefully it works out. And unless you count the ARRL, the answer is, but I've also been out of amateur radio for a while, and I'm getting back input. So I'm going to slowly start getting into one or more clubs here locally. Back to net control, K9SHT.
QSL, thanks for joining us, Bruce, and I'm sure Bob appreciates it. And that's it for the nines. I guess I'm going to hand it over to my buddy Scott, and he might have the Godfather login for him, not sure. But I want to thank everybody for joining us this evening, and thank you for letting me be your net controller. This is KO42MM, Roger in Central Florida. I'm going to hand you over to W2BLT, Scott in Buffalo, New York.
Well, thank you, Roger, and fine job. And like Roger said before, there is going to be no late and missed tonight. No late and missed. Right now, let's take anybody with a zero in your call sign. If you have a zero, please come now.
KC0BBS.
November 0, Mike Sierra Sierra.
N0TIS. N0TIS.
Whiskey 0, Sierra Victor Hotel. Whiskey 0, Sierra Victor Hotel. W0SBH, Sean and Carlos, or Henderson.
All right, let's hold it up there for a moment. Let me recognize KC0BBF, Steve, N0MSS, Ross, N0DIS. That should be Otis. I typed O instead of a zero. That works better. And then it looks like we had W0SVH. And that would be Sean in Anderson, Texas. Anyone else with a zero in your call sign? Last call for the zeros. Please come now with your call sign. Oops, we have one via the text. We had KN0LZE. Is there anyone else with a zero in your call sign? Please come now. Well, then we'll run these. Let's go up to the top of the list to Steve, KC0BBF in Lincoln, Nebraska. Good evening. And the question of the night is, do you belong to an amateur radio club?
Hello, Scott, everyone on the net, KC0BBF. Yes, I do. It's the ALARC Amateur Radio Club here in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm a full-time member. Not much going on here. This is Jordan and I evening. You guys have a good evening. As always, it's good seeing you in the Zoom room. Probably see you in the Zoom room tomorrow. Back to that. KC0BBF.
Alrighty, Steve. You have a great evening, and thanks for joining us. Ross, N0MSS in Wahpeton, North Dakota. Good evening, Ross.
Good evening, Scott, and everybody on the net. I do belong to two clubs, so you can put me on for a yes. Hope everybody has a good evening from M0MSS.
Thanks for joining us, Ross. Always a pleasure. Let's go to N0TIS, Otis from Beaumont, Texas. Good evening, Otis.
Good evening, Scott, one of my favorites. I knew you'd get that call sign right. I watched you type it. Anyway, great evening. Let's see. First things first. Bob, we're praying for you. You're on our list. Have no fear, my friend. The question, am I part of a club? I'm just full-time with, you know, broadcasting and everything else, and I just don't have a lot of time. But anyway, not that I don't want to, I just don't have the time. So anyway, I'm gonna turn it back over to you, Scott. You are one of my faves.
I try, you know. I don't type too well. You know, zeros and O's, they look pretty close, don't they? Have a great evening, Otis. Thanks for joining us. This is W2BLT. Let's go to W0SVH. Sean out in Anderson, Texas. Good evening, Sean, and do you belong to a radio club?
Yeah, good evening, Net Control and everybody on the net. Hopefully everybody's having a great evening. I do not belong to any group or club whatsoever. I'm affiliated, or I converse with a handful. I own two repeaters, and so I don't want to tie myself and say, oh, well, I'm doing something for one club that I'm not doing for another. So I don't join any of them, but I definitely help all of them out that I can, and try to enjoy conversations with everybody. Back to you, W0SBH.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you joining us tonight. Have yourself a good night. Next up, KN0LZE, Todd, on Redstone Arsenal, Alabama. Good morning.
Good morning, KN0LZE. I am a part of two local clubs. They're usually courtesy memberships that you get when you get your, pass one of your tests or whichever, and it's up to the, obviously, the member to renew each year, but two memberships.
Alrighty, thanks for joining us, Todd. Appreciate it. Okay, next up, the ones. If you have a one in your call sign, please come now.